You know, when you think Lowe's, you don't think health and wellness technology, but I've got a story for you that's going to change your mind. Hi, Jamie Davis here from Health Tech Weekly at HTWeekly.com. We are here at CES 2016. We're in the Lowe's booth in what is really the home automation area. And I'm here with Chris from Lowe's. And Chris, you were at Unveiled the other night at one of the other events, and we were talking about how your customers are really telling you how they're using these devices, and it's a little different than what you had envisioned.
Oh, absolutely. You can't go wrong when you're listening to the consumer on a regular basis, and we do a couple of different things to really garner that. Number one, there's Living with Iris by Lowe's, and that's a website that our you know, everybody participates on. We've got a great and strong community of super users, guys or people and families that have got 60 or 70 or more devices. Then we also poll our customers, and then our customers actually are a very vocal community. So good, bad, or indifferent, they're letting us know what's going on. And some of the most important things that we now know are happening with Iris are coming specifically because the customers are telling us about what's going on. And a lot of that has to do with kind of a senior care and making your life more pleasing and happy where you are. And then some really heartstring tugging stories about how they're using Iris to help either an injured soldier or, in the one case that we talked about, the paraplegic daughter who's now managing her own apartment.
And she's doing that, so paraplegic, she's unable to move her arms or her legs, you know, she's unable to get around, so it's paraplegic, so just her legs, I guess?
She's got some movement in her hand, and she's in one of the wheelchairs, but with Iris, they've bought a whole army of the products that allow her to control the lighting, to understand what's going on in her house, and she can control all of the basic necessities that we take for granted. She can do it with one finger.
That's fantastic, and people don't realize how, I really like the kind of story where I find consumers using devices in ways that the developers or the companies didn't necessarily think of up front, but finding new and inventive ways to do it, and this is so impactful for people like her who are trying to live a normal life as normal as possible, and Iris is allowing them to do that. We have some products here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what we have here?
Well, these are all our, you know, right here what we've got is our Iris suite of products. So the one thing that everybody should know about Iris is the fact that Iris is a platform and it is a user interface, and you start your home automation journey and your home security journey with our hub. The hub is the brains of the system, and it's a, you know, $59 product that speaks multiple protocols and does all this great stuff. Stuff that the consumer doesn't need to know. It works. That's what it does. And then these are our products that we manufacture as Iris. And then, but most of our focus of the 70 products that we have, 80% of them are done by other brands, and we'll show you some of those, like Honeywell, and one of our new favorites, which is Halo. And we work with both startups as well as the long-term corporations, and all the things that you would see in a Lowe's store. That's where we look to figure out how do we automate that. But these Lowe's products, the ones that are most important to senior care and maybe healthcare, are the door contact sensors, the smart key fobs, the senior care pendant. And then the motion sensors and the smart buttons. So like a smart button, for instance, why would that be important? Well, a smart button is a very light, very low power, but sensitive button that you can use to turn on lights if there's not a light switch. But what we're seeing in the home healthcare type environment or the senior care environment is that these are being placed around key places, a bathroom floor, a washboard, the board right by where the stairs are, in the kitchen at low levels, so that instead of having something around your neck, if my mother falls down the stairs, she has this is a panic button. This panic button, depending on what I have in terms of my service, could alert me and my five brothers and sisters and the two neighbors next door to her. And as we introduce our pro monitoring service in summertime, it's going to alert dispatch. So it was never intended to be that, and that's what it's being used for now. Our envision and use cases where it just toggles and turns things on and off. Then, of course, we have the care pendant, and this is exactly what it is, and this is what wants to be on your keychain. But you also can do the same thing with the key fob. So the key fob has four areas that you designate yourself, and it could be doing anything. So it's like my mom paging me. So there's that kind of a stuff. And then the door contact sensor. One of the more interesting use cases is that these are going on cabinet doors, internal doors, so it's the bedroom door. So we know mom woke up, she wakes up typically at about 8 o'clock every time. The door opens, she goes down the cabinet door where she's getting either the vitamins and the pills that she has to take. So we know that she's working. We know she's up and running. And then we're also, instead of using a video camera, we're using motion sensors. So my mom would never allow me to put a video camera in her home and monitor her through a video camera. But she will let me put a motion sensor in. And the motion sensor also is a little bit better because it also has temperature sensing. So it could also be automated to adjust the temperature to make sure that the temperature is always between 72 degrees and 75 degrees. So lots of multifunction in these things. And again, the door contact sensor being a cabinet sensor, an internal door sensor.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, that's the sensor we'd put on the outside door for security purposes when you activate your security system that let you know if someone's breaking in. But in this case, we're using it to see if someone's opening a cabinet or a refrigerator door or the medicine cabinet or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing how people are clever. We've got some other use cases, too, where the guy put the door contact sensor in. He lived in an apartment, and he put it in the mailbox, so he knows he's got mail. So it's just one of those things. It's very good. The next most exciting thing is the Halo product. So I'm going to show you this real quick. Now, this is a smoke detector, and it's also carbon monoxide, but it also does a couple of different things. First of all, it will do all the things that it's intended to do, but it will also light up, and you designate the color light that you want to have it light up. So if it's smoke, it's red. If it's green, it's purple. And the most important thing is that it now speaks. So it's going to not only tell you that there's a problem, it's going to light the way, or it's going to light up. And the next most important thing, and this was really the story of the founder whose family was involved in the Joplin tornado. Oh, wow. In Missouri. That was the genesis of his idea, which is this will let you know that there is a tornado warning and inclement weather. So it will speak to you and flash a different color so that it is get to the basement kind of motion. So, and I think this is a great story, and it fits with Iris, stands with our values. It's practical, it's affordable, it's easy, it's simple. That's exactly what we want. And this would be what I want in my mom's house.
Excellent. So, Chris, tell me, where can people find more information about Iris? I mean, obviously, they've got their local Lowe's, which they probably didn't think of as someplace to go for something like this. It's not just a lumber yard. It's everything you need for your home. So where can they find more information about Iris online?
Well, they certainly can go to irisbylowes.com. So it's just irisbylowes.com, or you can just go to lowes.com and type in the word Iris, and it'll take you right there. And you can learn about all of the products that we have. And certainly you can always go into the store, so you can kind of take a look at it, and there's a nice big flat panel screen for you to interact with. But it's really, again, we're trying to keep it affordable, simple, easy. So these things, 90% of our customers actually install all of this themselves. So it's not, you shouldn't have to be fearful of these products. And they're also extremely affordable. And we're very, very focused on making sure that home automation, home security is affordable, easy, and practical.
Fantastic. Well, Chris, thanks for having me here in the Lowe's booth here at CES 2016. And I want to thank all of you for watching all our coverage here from the show. You can find more of our coverage over at tpn.tv, and of course, all of my health tech coverage at htweekly.com.